And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Mexa.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way here on the Mighty 1090. What a fun show we have going on today. Captain Sam Patella of the American Angler joining us, having lots of fun, talking lots of fishing. And boy, do we have an amazing prize at the end of the show today. Didn't catch the first hour. What a cool opportunity for one lucky caller at the end of the show today to get in on this amazing wintertime bluefin fishing. You want to be the first guy in your block to say you caught a bluefin in February. Well, it's on today. End of the show, your choice. Somebody's going to get to go on a day-and-a-half trip aboard the Tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing. They have two trips going this week, one departing Monday night, one departing Wednesday night, and you get your choice of which trip you want to go on. Again, a day-and-a-half trip on the Tribute departing Monday or Wednesday, day-and-a-half trip out of C4 Sport Fishing. And if you're not that lucky winner and you want to jump on, give C4 Sport Fishing a call, area code 619-224-3383. That's your shot to jump on that if you're not the lucky caller at the end of the show today. But again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. That is your opportunity to get through and have your shot at winning that awesome prize.
You betcha. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Let's go to Cedros Island. Talk to Jeff from Cedros Tackle.
I'm down to go to Cedro. I'm ready.
Hey, good morning, you guys. How's it going?
What's up, Jeff?
Morning, Jeff.
Oh, just, enjoying the island down here. Great time of year. There's no one around. And the fishing was great. I got to go out yesterday in our new Ponga. Omar and I, we took a little spin. And we had some weather. We got about an inch and a half of rain yesterday, and it was a little breezy. But funny thing, the fish don't really seem to care about the rain. So stuck to our calico game and fished a couple stretches that here close to the harbor just to kind of stay out of the weather. And, boy, we really got into them pretty good. Fished to 6 pounds, so they're really biting. Had a couple great reports from the past couple days. Guys were going over to Natividad and putting a hurting on some yellows over there in some deeper water. On the weather side, couldn't really make that run yesterday due to what was going on, but still some really, you know, good stuff going on down here. So,
yeah, sounds great. How's the tackle store?
Tackle store is going good. You know, town is really quiet this time of year, so not, you know, a ton of activity, but, you know, still, you know, just gearing up, getting ready for next season and hoping to be able to help everyone out. You know, I've been on, you know, talking with you guys several times. We've got all the nice stuff that anyone would want to use down here, you know, all your top of line jigs, Salas, Taddy, you know, Mr. Rich over there, bait wraps, all his stuff, you know, works really good down here. Good selection of swim baits and lead heads and, lots of lead weight. So you don't have to bring that stuff on the plane and, Gamagatsu hooks and Phoenix and all the boys over there taking care of us, on some rods. And so, yeah, if anyone ever, you know, wanted to come down, not bring much, we could definitely take care of you guys down here, and
you got it all.
A great season.
That's
cool,
awesome,
Jeff.
Man.
That's
and I know our trip in July to Cedros Adventures sold out, but Rick's trip that you're going on in early September, still some spots
available.
Yeah,
come fishing, man.
Just a few spots, though. So you better jump it.
You know, that September time is pretty awesome down here. You don't know what you're going to get into. That water warms up a little bit. Boy, those Dorado come in. And a chance for some other exotic type species. So, man, I'm surprised. I'm sure it'll fill. You know, that's the time of year when I first started coming down here, and it's, you know, marvelous. The weather's super nice, so, and a great place to stay. Cedros Adventures, of course.
Yeah, Cedros Adventures is the best, for sure. Hey, Jeff, Cedros Tackle, do you guys have a website?
We do, www.cedrostackle.com. And if anyone needs to get a hold of me by phone, call anytime, 760-412-2507. Thank you so much, Pete and Rick. Really appreciate it.
All right, Jeff. Thanks for calling us live from Cedros Island.
How cool is that?
I appreciate that very much. Captain Frank Lopresti, what a day yesterday, huh?
Yeah, it was quite a day. And, Pete, that's why I called you. You know, some of those kids, we didn't have the greatest fishing, but everybody caught fish. You know, whether it was mackerel or blacksmiths, we had a nice ring cod and some few bass. But the joy on those kids' face. But one thing that really stood out more than anything was a very young adult from Father Joe's home, who takes care of four siblings, one of which has sickle cell anemia, and carries 16 units at one of our local junior colleges.
Wow.
She had such a phenomenal time. She said this is her new favorite thing to do.
Oh, that's
and
rad,
she
man.
And she said, I can't even believe it. I didn't look at my cell phone once.
Oh,
that's cool.
Nice. You know what? That's what Friends of Rollo is all about.
And if kids hooked on fishing. And if we could get more kids to quit playing video games and out fishing, our oceans are going to be much better taken care of, okay?
No doubt about it. Right. No doubt about it. But, yeah, it was really a terrific day. And your daughter Danielle singing the national anthem, the mayor, Kevin Falconer, and Sherm being there, and, gosh, just a lot of helpers on the boat. It was really and all the media. Yeah, that's what really impressed me of what Jim Holden did is really, and thanks to Sherm, getting the media out there to give attention that much deserved attention to Friends of Rollo, right, Frank?
I truly believe that, and let's hope that in the future we continue to have the success we have and raise the funds we need to take a lot more kids fishing. And let's hope this second 100,000 comes a little quicker, okay?
Yeah, no doubt about it, for sure. And it reminds me, the big fundraiser is on right now. $10 tickets could win you some pretty phenomenal prizes. So you want to check out the information, RolloKids.com, or just go to the Fred Hall Shows and buy a bunch of tickets, right?
Yeah, you can go to the Fred Hall Shows, buy a bunch of tickets. You can write to my office. You can write to Royal Polaris, Shogun Sport Fishing. Order your tickets. We'll fill them out for you and send you the receipts, okay?
Yeah, and you probably can buy them at Fisherman's Landing, I'm guessing, too, right?
Absolutely. We sell them every day.
All right.
Absolutely.
Very good, Frank. Good work. Thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you, Pete.
All right.
See you later.
What a fun day. Hey, let's jump into the phones. They are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Sam, and why don't we start it off with Mike, who's calling us from Cardiff this morning. Mike, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
I'm doing pretty well. I just wanted to just pretty much thank Sam. I mean, his operation is unbelievable. It's a family-run operation. He hit it on the head, and I can't say enough, and I was wondering if, Tao, is he still working for you?
I'm sorry, who?
Taro.
Oh, Taro.
Yeah, Taro.
Oh, Taro left us last year. He's got his first year under his belt. He's working on the San Diego, and he's running the boat now.
Yeah.
So
we're really
proud of him. We're proud of him. He's doing, he did a good job, you know, so. He's over there with Ryan Boschian being his relief, and he's been doing a good job. So, Taro's great, man. He's a fishy guy, man. So he's been doing well. We're very proud.
Booger paid him about the best compliment a guy could when he just, you know, when he was taking a real short leave absence. He said, well, the guys don't want me back on the boat. You know, Taro's catching more fish than I was, so he goes, I'm just going to hang out for a little bit.
Yeah,
spend time with his new baby. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what you want to hear.
Appreciate the call this morning. Thanks a lot for that.
How about Don calling us from Woodland Hills up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Don, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Great. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Captain Sam, for those that haven't done an 8-10-day trip, why would you choose Alejos Rocks versus the Ridge on a fall trip?
Well, it depends. What you know, we don't, on our 8-10-day trips, we don't put a destination on our brochure, and
right.
And Brian and I do that for a reason, because things change, you know. We, with the exception of this year, you know, the rocks have been kind of bland the last few years, to be honest with you. You know, lack of tuna out there, and it seems like there was more life on the ridge. Now this whole influx of wahoo out there late in the fall and in the wintertime, you know, who knows what's going to happen next year. Let me put it to you this way. When we start running in May, comes end of September, October, we're kind of in the groove of what's going on. You know, we got a pretty good feel for the pulse in the ocean. And, you know, so it's Alejos Rocks would be a destination if there was fish there. And believe me, whatever decisions the captain makes, I'd go with it. You know, I mean, once again, the captain, the crew on the boats, it's like we're your guides, you know. So we just go fishing, and we go to where – where we feel you have the best chance to catch whatever fish we're targeting at that time. So it's but it ain't a 10-day, an eight-day trip. You know, it's plenty enough time to go to the rocks and the ridge, or spend all that time either at one place or the other. So it's just, again, it's fishing. It's things change. And but anyhow, I hope there's good things to come this season with that place.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's talk to another very special guy that's on the line right now. And that's the man keeping us up to date with what's going on the water. And that's Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, and his FishDope.com report today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the finest fish processing while you wait from your local, your long range, or your private boat trip. Check out the all-new tuna burger at Fisherman's Processing. We talked about it yesterday, and what a cool product. If you got to want to have your fresh tuna made right into these great-tasting tuna burgers, it's already vacuum-packed and ready to cook right out of the freezer. Check out their Facebook page at fishermansprocessing.com, or check Fisherman's Process. Yeah, check out the Facebook page. You'll get to see the photos like we talked about yesterday that Drew from the Royal Star put up there. Or if you want more information, you can always check out fishermansprocessing.com. And let's talk to the man. Dave Hansen's on the line with our FishDope.com report. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning.
Great to see your dad yesterday, Don, down at the Renzarallo event. He's looking good.
Oh, my God, yeah. I saw the pictures you posted there on Facebook. Yeah, he looks great, doesn't he? Not bad for an 81-year-old man.
Yeah, he's looking really strong.
Yeah. Sam, you summed it up perfect. When you get on a sport boat, remember, the captain is your guide. Follow what he says, and you're going to do pretty good, I'll bet.
Yeah, kind of go with that, huh? Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. I don't know. I know there's a lot of people that want to think they know more than you know, but it's pretty strange. But, hey, guys, we're going to talk about what's going on the water again. It sounds like a recording. This isn't mine. Just crazy what's going on out there on the Channer and the Cortez. It switches back and forth from bank to bank every weekend. But there's still just a phenomenal amount of bluefin out there like no one has really ever seen before, the amount of bluefin. I mean, we've all seen bluefin in the winter out there when we're fishing rock cod, but nothing like what's going on right now. If you guys want to go get a bluefin in the winter, make history. I get on one of those sport boats that are going out every weekend and get out there and go. Going out there on your private boat, I don't know if I would do that, guys. If you don't have a boat that's 65 foot and you're going to the Tanner or the Cortez, you're going to drive everyone's insurance rate up. So please remember that. Also, guys, up and down the coast, yeah, that weather out there changes rapidly, quickly, and just because buoy weather says it's going to be flat, glassy, and calm, we've been out there on the bank when buoy weather says it's flat, glassy, and calm, and it's breaking 30 foot on the rock. So,
yeah, man. Well, you know, one way to keep, you know, and the thing is for smaller boats, so much of that yellow around, so much good fishing along the coast, you know. Jump on the sport boats.
Yeah.
Go out to the
Go
Cortez.
To Trivia. Go in the Queen.
Yeah.
Go fishing.
Go fishing
Have
that
a cheeseburger.
Way. Yeah, exactly. And
well,
fish that yellowtail along the coast. And, of course, you can keep track of all that stuff on fishdope.com, right, Dave?
Absolutely. I report to that every day when I find something that's different that's going on. I call Danny up immediately, let him know what I see. That whole front side of Catalina, I was there last night fishing lobsters. That whole front side is polluted with that tuna crab, the red crab, the pelagic red crab that Sam sees every year down below there.
Yeah.
That stuff is living at Catalina, guys. I know that means nothing but good things for the season coming up.
Oh, yeah. How was the lobster fishing?
Lobster fishing was good. It wasn't great. It was good. We had three guys. We ended up with 15 lobsters last night, up to about 5 pounds. So
right.
It was a good night. Weather was great.
Gotta love it, man. And you want to get $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. The code. The code is HOOKUP1090, small letters, HOOKUP1090, all one, no space, HOOKUP1090 is the $20 code at fishdope.com. And how do we get a hold of you? Go fishing.
Yeah, if you guys would like me to come with you on your boat, teach you how to use all those electronics you spent all that money on, or just to learn some spots or learn some techniques, give me a call at 949-374-0786 or look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com. And I will talk to you guys next Sunday. Kelly and I are on our way to a Super Bowl party.
All right. Have fun. Nice. It's a little early, isn't it, for Super Bowl?
We got to get ready.
Never too early to pregame, Pete.
Yeah.
Never too early to pregame.
Okay. See you later, Dave. Thanks.
Bye,
talk
guys.
To you next Sunday. Yeah. Let's see. The game time is 3:30.
Yeah.
Preparation.
Warmed up.
Preparation
start early.
Got to get warmed up.
Exactly.
Do some stretches.
Pre-game, you know.
Got to be. It's a super Sunday.
Yeah. Got to eat something.
Del Marsh once told me that you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
That's,
so,
wow,
you know,
that's a classic Del
wise,
Marsh
wise decision,
right there.
You know, words from a wise man.
Oh, boy.
Very wise. That guy was sharp.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump back
well,
the phone.
The phones are super packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Sam. And why don't we start this one off with Paul calling us from Glendale. What's up, Paul? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Thanks for joining us, Paul.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, my question is, how did you guys get started, and how did you get the boat, and how did it all come about? And I'll go ahead and listen online. I'll hang up now.
Oh, okay? Good morning, Paul. How did we get started? Oh man, it's dedication, ambition. It's all of the above. You know, it's just it was a love that love for fishing. I on my side of it, I was kind of born into the whole fishing. My great-grandfather was a commercial fisherman, and of course my father and my father's uncles and all that in the Italian side of my family. So I don't know, I think I was just kind of born with the need to
the gene
to be fishing. Brian, my partner, I know that his family, he's got two brothers and his father, and they all go fishing when they were younger, and it's just something you take to it. And either you do or you don't. You know, yeah. You're a fisherman. You know, some people go fishing every once in a while, but for us to take it to the level that we've taken it to, you just got to have, you know, love
passion.
And passion for it. I don't know what else to say. And with that, be very ambitious and keep working hard to try to, you know, what's the next step? What's the next phase? And just one thing after another. But I mean, more than anything, I mean, you make a living doing it. It's a very hard work. In fact, I'd have to say that fishing is probably the hardest job on the ocean to do. And you got to love it. If you don't love it, get out. That's all I got to say.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Here's a guy with a passion, Ken Corwin from Ken's Custom Reels. Good morning, Ken.
What's up,
Ken?
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Ken?
Nice to hear from you, Ken.
Yeah. How's it going, Ken?
Good. I'm chomping at the bits. I get to go on the American Angler next Saturday for a 14-day trip.
Oh,
yes, he does. Yes, you do.
I plan on having breakfast at Clarion.
Yeah, Jared, so. Breakfast at Clarion. Absolutely. Ken likes it.
Hey, to one of the guys that was calling earlier about what it takes to do one of the longer trips, if number one, go on the American Angler. It's a happy place
nice.
To fish. It is a happy place to fish. There's no feeling of intimidation. You will be welcome, and we all just go fishing. Number two, don't not go. Please, you guys out there, never not go because you don't think you have the gear. You can basically grab a bag of clothes and step on the boat. They have all the gear for you. You
good
guys,
advice.
That's true.
Yes.
Great advice.
There, you have to experience what's out there.
It's cool.
And if you can go with Sam and Brian, all the better.
You know, and I know you can attest.
That's nice, Ken. Thank you.
I know you can attest to this, Ken. You know, your experience level doesn't need to be some expert person either. I mean, you're going to step on the boat, and there's going to be 7 or 8 guys there that are the very best in the world at what they do that are going to coach you through every bit of it. I mean, if you've put a bait in the water before, you've got the skill set to get a bite. And as soon as you come tight on one, there's going to be one of the best coaches in the entire world at catching big fish standing right next to you, you know, whether you need the instruction as far as turn the handle now or wait or a little bit or a whole lot or whatever it may be.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's all about the bite. Once you get the bite, you got nothing to worry about. You have, like you say, the very best standing by your side, helping you throughout the whole battle.
No question about it. No, and Rick made a good point. No matter what your skill level is, whether you've done it before, man, I want that guy right by my side. I've, you know, been on several long range trips, but boy, when he's right there, I need all the help I can get.
And skill level.
Yeah,
I've been on several trips where a guy has caught a salmon. That's his saltwater experience.
Yeah,
and you know, his first fish. In the buffer zone is, you know, 300-pounder. So.
Yeah, you know, isn't that the way it goes, right?
Isn't that right, Ken? Usually that's the guy.
That's the guy.
Yeah.
Put your money on that.
Yeah, that's the guy. That's my first trip.
Yeah, well, yeah, 280, first. Come in your direction. Stand
yeah,
by.
Exactly. Just ask Steve Bernard about that, right?
Instead of a jackpot, you just ought to have an odds board.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's always like this, right?
Yeah.
It's
always like... You always catch 300-pounders, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, first time out.
Down there, throw bait, and there you go.
Yeah. Hey, flat Ken, home. Best of luck to your trip, and then you come back, and you're going to be hustling up to the Long Beach Fred Hall show, right?
Oh, yeah, we hit the ground running. It's 7 days between getting off the boat and loading the truck. So,
yeehaw.
There you go.
All right.
Nice, Ken.
Well, nice to hear from you, Ken. Thanks a lot. Right. Good luck on the trip.
Thanks, guys.
See you Saturday, bye.
All right,
bye.
Very good. All right, Mike from the Tribune. Mike, phones are lit up. They want to go fishing with you on the Tribune. Thank you very much for that generous donation for the one lucky caller today.
It's cool, Mike.
No. My pleasure. Good morning, guys. Good morning, Captain Patella.
What's up, Captain Pritchard? How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Talking about this fishing and, whether it's Collinette, whether it's Cortez, yeah, you know what? I had to call Frank yesterday after he relayed the message for Roy saying they had limits of wahoo and limits of tuna on the Hurricane. I mean, God, what a phenomenal year. I'm so blown away by this.
I'm thinking this is good.
Yeah.
This is good. A good sign. I'm going to throw it out there. I mean, it's not a prediction or anything, but I'm just thinking that this is kind of neat.
I think we're hooking anglers. Yeah.
By all means. I mean, we do have a friend roller trip with the guys from
the Wicked Tuna guys.
Wicked Tuna, yes. Yeah. In June. I don't know if there's tickets still available for that trip, but yes. As far as taking kids fishing, I mean, I couldn't be more ecstatic. What a good year to get into fishing. Whether it's local, whether it's long range. I mean, just ridiculous fishing. Got it. So good.
So cool.
So now you're running tomorrow night, day and a half, to Cortez, right?
You know what? Tomorrow night has, like, I think there's 5 spots available.
That's it?
Wednesday night sold out.
Wow.
Yes, if you do want to go catch a February bluefin, you know, whether it's us or whether it's the Pacific Queen, I mean, God, what an opportunity.
Get on the boat.
Yeah.
And like I said yesterday, I mean, I'm pretty sure they taste better. I had some fresh bluefin sashimi last night, and I'm pretty sure it did taste better.
Oh, February tuna.
That's better in February.
Good.
I agree. Yeah. I can go on that one. Yeah, I'd go with you.
I'm good.
Well, Mike, if somebody wants to grab one of those last spots on the Tribute tomorrow night, day and a half trip, how do we do it?
Seaforth Landing, 619-224-3383, or seaforthsportfishing.com. And I do have to say, you know, the boat got in this morning, fish calling it. Yes, they had very good yellowtail, wing cod, and rockfish fishing. If you're going to go on one, we're dedicating our weekends to calling it, and the weekdays are going to be fishing Cortez. Please bring heavy line. Like Drew said earlier, the yellowtail are big, you know, a lot of 20, 25 pound fish. The trip that got in this morning was a Plagic sponsored trip. I talked to Colin from Plagic. And he said, those fish down there are so mean. He goes, I landed 4 of 7.
Oh, wow.
Very, very important. 40 and 50 pound yo-yo, you know, whether you're fishing the yo-yo or dropper loop, very, very important to bring heavy lines.
Hot tip there. Hey, thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. And thanks again for the giveaway. You're giving away a trip on your choice, the Monday night or the Wednesday night trip. And we appreciate that.
No problem. Great week of weather. And come on out and catch a bluefin.
Let's go do
it,
man.
Mike from the Tribune.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate that much. Keep
good
it
going.
Up. Yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Mo? Mo's calling us from Vista this morning. What's up, Mo? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Hey, Captain Sam, when you're down at the ridge and you have to make bait, do you ever have to make bait, and where do you go to make the bait?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes when we're on the ridge.
Do you go back into the bay, or do you just along shoreline?
Well, it depends. Coming or going, Mag Bay is would be probably your closest. It depends which end of the ridge you're at. But, I mean, anyhow, your Mag Bay is going to be the closest any way you look at it. You know, years ago, and I haven't seen it the last couple of years, but at times we used to make bait on the ridge, small mackerel. And I just haven't seen that here in the last few years. But on the other hand, you know, it's just a matter of where we're at in the trip, where, you know, how much bait we have left and what we're doing. But anyhow, Mag Bay is a spot up there around the, you know, San Pablo area, between San Pablo and Natividad, and there's is other bait areas. But like I say, yeah, like back in the 80s when I used to work for Don Sansom, I mean, we used to make bait a lot on the ridge.
Yeah.
This small mackerel. Just little.
They were there.
Are
they
you using
there.
Making bait out of necessity, or is it out of want for having a different bait to fish
well,
with?
Back in the 80s, we didn't have any sardines, so
it was all chovy.
So that was just part of the deal.
Yeah.
You know, now we're spoiled. We have sardines.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But that's cool. Well,
but it could happen again.
Could happen again.
Yeah.
Take it.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Mo.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Rob, calling us from Riverside this morning. Rob, good morning. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hi, Rob.
Yo, Rob.
Hey, Sam. I've never been on your boat, but it sounds really nice, buddy.
Oh, all right.
Sometime. But I kind of had a little different contribution to the show, and in the same spirit as the friends of Rollo and the 100,000 kids that they took fishing, I had a really cool way to reach a bunch of kids, and I'd like to throw this out there for all the other moms and dads, grandparents. I ended up catching a bunch of lobster. I threw them in a cooler, kept them alive, and I actually brought them to my kids' elementary school the next day. And these kids went ballistic. I brought my lobster gauge. I brought my card. They all got to measure them. I ended up in like three different classes and out at recess. I mean, these kids were so jacked up.
That's cool.
And, you know, just throw it out there for any of you guys who got some stones out of your white sea bass or you got a yellowtail sitting on ice. It's a really cool way we can reach kids. Like, for me, I'm in Riverside. These kids may have goats and pigs in their backyard, but they've never seen a lobster live, you know?
Yeah. What a great idea.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what a neat deal. You educate our young people toward the bounty of the sea.
Yeah, it's just a way I've found in my community to try and combat all the stuff we're fighting against.
Yeah,
you know?
Good for you. Great idea.
That's rad.
So, anyway.
Good job, Rob.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. I hope more people follow your lead.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming to you. The first time there has been an open phone line since the very beginning of the show. If you want to get through, 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. That's your shot. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
This is Greg Stotespray from AFCO. For over 20 years, AFCO has been known for its traditional fishing shorts. We now will also be known for our new line of next-generation fishing and board shorts. Our new M82 tactical fishing shorts feature quick-dry, high-tech, two-way stretch fabric, zipper fly, six functional pockets plus pliers pocket, sublimated camo print, and our DWR finish so your shorts don't get stained. Also new to the AFCO line are the M25 Stingray board shorts. The Stingray board shorts feature new, quick-dry, four-way mind stretch fabric, modern zipper fly, two technical high cargo pockets with inverted zippers, silicone printed draw cords, along with our DWR finish to repel stains. Both shorts are new to the AFCO line and come in a variety of colors and sizes. These technically advanced fishing and board shorts continue AFCO's long tradition of providing the world's finest fishing and board shorts. Check them out today at Better Shops Everywhere.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Here's important news from Searcher Sport Fishing. Our 2015 schedule is now available at SearcherSportFishing.com. This is Captain Art Taylor. After an outstanding 2014 season, I promise our trips will fill fast. The Searcher offers great service, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and plenty of room at the rail. Call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Or book online today at SearcherSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Phones are back up. Let's go ahead and jump back into it.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Lisa, calling us from Solana Beach this morning. Lisa, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Lisa.
So morning. I'm wondering why the San Diego Sport Boats are not going to the Cortez and Tanner Beach on the weekend anymore. If the fishing's so great out there, I know this last weekend, I don't think there were any trips out of San Diego going to the banks, but I had a friend go on the Tornado. Is that how you say it? Out of
the Tornado, yeah.
Out of Long
Beach. 22nd Street. Yeah.
No, Lisa.
It got loosened, but what's going on with the San Diego boat?
No, Lisa, there is. There's a tribute out of C4 Sport Fishing out of Mission Bay, and the Pacific Queen is going to be going. They're out of
But they're doing weekday trips. They're doing weekends they're going to Colonnette.
Yeah,
and you know what else, too, is I know the Freedom is running out of 22nd Street Landing in L.A. I believe they're doing day and a half to the Cortez.
But what about the San Diego bus? Like, I'd love to go on the tribute.
Call up the landings and say, how come you're not wanting weekend trips?
Yeah, get on it, girl.
Yeah.
call them up.
Say, what's the deal?
I should have interrupted Mike's call a few minutes ago.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah, we should have put you on with him. Say, hey, come on, Mike.
Throw some of that girl power around. You'll get a boat to run. I'm sure of it.
Yeah. But, you know, I think that that Colonette fish, it's hard decision.
It is,
that Colonette fishing's like an automatic. The bluefin thing is not an automatic. I mean, they're biting, but it's tuna fishing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, if the weather forecast has got to be spot on.
It could be flat calm
on the coast, and it could be blowing 20 out there, you know.
Exactly.
But anyhow, it's fishing.
It's fishing.
It's always changing.
And call the landing and see what they say.
And I'll tell you, too, if the popularity continues to increase, that's what the thing is. If there's enough people that want to go, it's phenomenal fishing right now, and that is going to continue to make things roll. But, you know, that's the thing, too. If they continue to get good fishing and boats are going to be able to get out and you're going to be able to fill boats to go to Colonette and out there, you're going to see more trips go, you know. Now that there's a couple of boats going, if you start to see both boats or three boats all getting scores out there, you're going to see more boats go online and more opportunities to go fishing.
There you go. All right, Lisa.
I hope so. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate you hanging in there. How about that? Oh, man, I can't decide in February whether I'm going to go get bluefin tuna on the Cortez or go down and have wide-open yellowtail fishing down the coast.
That's crazy.
So cool.
What a choice.
It's so cool, man. It's February.
Yeah,
it's so cool. Right. We're normally hoping
God darn the bad luck, huh?
Yeah, right. Oh. Gosh, I hope the scope
and timing of this one. Yeah, wow.
Darn.
We're typically like
Colonette or Cortez. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Typically, we're like, gosh, I hope the sculpin start biting pretty soon, you know? Like, hey, the new Seaforth had 3 sculpin yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
Now you look at it, new Seaforth had 3 around on the yellow yesterday, and they're all 25-pounders on yo-yo jig.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
On a half-day trip.
On a half-day.
Yeah. So cool.
So much fun. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. This time talking to Kenny, calling us from Hawaiian Gardens this morning. What's up, Kenny? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys.
Hi.
Morning, Kenny.
Hey, I like to travel. When I like to fish, I like to travel light. You know, I take a backpack with a couple plano boxes, hooks, weights, a couple jigs, a couple spools of fluorocarbon. But fishing Colonette, what would be suggested for that?
Rick, you're in the know here, so
yeah, you know, Colonette.
I'll let Rick
is...
get this one because there's his boats where he fisherman's. He's got boats going out every week, so I know he knows exactly what the guys are taking.
If you wanted to travel light, it would be a couple of yo-yo jigs, and you know, I would say maybe one or two of each of the sizes. You know, a 6X junior or equivalent size and a full-size 6X or equivalent size. You know, maybe two and two, a blue and white and a scrambled egg. Give you four yo-yo jigs in case, you know, you bust one or two of them off or you need a heavy and a light. So I'd have a couple of yo-yo jigs, a couple of sizes of hooks, you know, just probably a 2-0 sardine size. The bait's been really good, so I'd fish a 2-0 size, a little bit of sinker, some, you know, anywhere from 6 to 16 ounces. You know, if you had three or four sinkers in your bag, that would probably do you just fine. And that's all a guy would really need is if you were wanting to be very minimal. If a guy wanted to add more stuff, you heard the guys, you know, on the Eclipse talking about a Lucanus jig. I mean, those certainly work well. The Jax jigs are really good for cod fishing. So plenty of stuff that you could bring, big swim baits if you wanted to catch a ling cod, or those Kalen Biggin grubs work good. But if a guy wanted to be minimalist, a pack of hooks, a few sinkers, and a couple of 6X juniors and full-size sixes, and you'd be good to go.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to Dave, calling us from Carlsbad. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just was curious if they're tagging any of the bluefin being caught on the Cortez.
You mean like for research tagging?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think right now.
No.
Not
but
I'm
there are
aware
tags
aware
around, and there's yeah. a reward for the tags, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know Danny Fuller came down, put up a new poster in the shop, you know, just talking about, you know, that just kind of shows what to look for, where the fish are tagged,
yeah.
and where you would go to redeem a little reward if, you know, if it's an archival tag, I think you get $250, and if it's a... you know, a lesser one. So there's definitely some information around.
And Mike told me they have caught a couple of tagged fish on the Cortez.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you cool. go.
Yeah.
Thank you
Watch
very much.
Watch for the tag. Thanks for the call. And those tags are generally speaking like the Shogun does those trips.
Mm-hmm. Right.
With Dr. Barbara Block from the Monterey Bay Aquarium. They do a lot of those tagging type of trips. But you have to have a specific tagging group to tag bluefin to keep them alive and keep them going. So those are pretty specific tricks.
Yeah, hats off to them. I mean,
yeah.
to you know, we get a lot of research and a lot of good data back from
yeah.
them. I myself and some of my comrades in the long range, they should start tagging some of these yellowtail because I'd really like to know where they go.
Where do they go?
You know, especially down around Cedrus.
Yeah. You know yeah. what's interesting? When I was in New Zealand, they tag almost every yellowtail
yeah.
down there. Those and they're big ones. You know, those big ones.
Yeah, they're giant.
Kingies,
fishing
mate.
With, kingies, yeah. Fishing with Rick Pollock down there, former San Diego.
But yeah,
captain,
I remember
you know, Rick.
Yeah,
yeah. And when I was there, I caught two tagged yellowtail on a 2-day trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which was pretty cool. Because they send you like a T-shirt and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
another fish that we don't. You know, it's crazy how they're at times in certain areas when we're fishing, they're everywhere, and then it's like somebody hit a light switch. They're just you can't find one.
And they're nowhere.
Yeah,
yeah.
So anyhow, just kind of
yeah. Totally.
But you
know
what's
you know?
Interesting about those tags in New Zealand is we were fishing at White Island. They were caught right there. They were originally tagged right there, so that fish didn't move.
See, there you go.
Or
that's good.
It was resident.
That's good
fish.
Data.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting to see if you catch a fish in La Jolla. And then you catch it again in La Jolla, or you catch it down at Colonnette? That would
yeah,
be fascinating.
Well, does it cruise?
How far
I mean,
does
we
it
know,
go?
Well, obviously, we know there's fish offshore because
yeah.
when they get on kelps. But, you know, that's,
yeah.
you know, they, and, how far do they swim? Do they,
right.
you know what I mean? Where
yes.
do they start? At San Pablo or, you know, or Ascension and move up and hang out in Natividad for a while, then Cedrus,
yeah.
maybe cruise out to Benitas? Up to Geronimo, to San Mar, you know, it's just, we don't know.
And yeah. nowadays, if they're around, you're going to see them. Old days, you had to run over them, or you had to see the sign above to see them. Nowadays, you're looking at a big piece of water nowadays. You know, you get
yeah,
two or three boats moving up and down that island, sweeping sonar.
Oh, yeah.
Just, it doesn't mean they're going to bite, but you're going to see them if they're there.
Yeah. You know, what about this? You know, if we start a tagging program for yellowtail, then maybe we could do some biological dissections of sea lions to see if there's any tags in the sea lions. That would be a scientific
yeah,
study,
that would
wouldn't
be.
It? Yeah?
I'm down to do some collections.
Yeah.
Hey, the phone lines are absolutely packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Sammy. How about we talk to Dan? Dan's calling us from Encinitas this morning. What's up, Dan? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Good morning.
Hey,
Dan.
Morning, Dan.
I got a couple questions. One is the bluefin, the Cortez bluefin. Are they still a little bit line shy and having to use that 15, 20 pound fluoro. Second question. So I'm looking to do like a 5-6 day. The most I've ever done is a 3-day. And I was going to have a question for the captain on if you guys do any sort of like deposit and then make a payment throughout the year, you know, a little chip away at it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll let's start with the 5 day, 6 day. We don't have any 6 days. Oh no, I think we do have one. Anyhow, yes, you can. Basically, bottom line is we require a 50% deposit, like from here on till whatever if the trip's in July or August or whatever. And then, you know, you could just send Lori $100-$200 a month or whatever. Yeah, just like you say, chip away. We absolutely do that because we have a lot of people that just they kind of get on the payment plan type thing. To make it kind of, you know, just easy. And I personally have not been fishing out there for these bluefin here in the last couple months, but I remember reading that they were kind of biting that lighter fluorocarbon and stuff. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'm sure Rick could jump in here and talk about what they've been.
Right,
I've been getting them.
I know Patrick G was saying that yesterday when he called. He got a chance to fish with Mike, and he said even with as you know wide open as the fishing was, you could fish a little heavier line and get a bite. But the guys who were fishing crazy light, which, you know, 15 pound for catching a tuna is crazy light line.
15, 20
the guys
CR
who were fishing 15 and 20 fluoro were definitely the ones that took a vast majority of the bites, you know. Yeah. And then, like we heard, you know, using that kite will allow you to, you know, hook a few on a little bit heavier gear and put them on the boat a little easier. But,
I wonder if fishing that new Seaguar fluoro pink.
Only one way to find out, bro.
Know.
Jump on the boat,
yeah.
Man.
Hey,
Civic Queen's leaving tonight. You know, you
yeah,
could get
you
us. Could you could get us that intel tomorrow
be
morning.
There tomorrow morning.
Yeah, calls back.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hills in Ventura, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hills, again, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Captain Sam and Pete and Rick.
Good morning.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about the new bluefin reduction in catch allowance. You know, it's coming up, and I never really heard clearly. Is there a reduction in the commercial side? Because, you know, obviously, how many times I've gone fishing and not caught anything? I mean, we're not a real danger to the bluefin, I don't think. But is the commercial side being reduced as well?
Yes, well, it did. It was a few years ago. They did put a quota on it to, I think it was 5,000 tons, something like that.
Yeah.
Yes, they did put a quota on it. They've been, they got reduced.
Quite a bit. Never enough. But
3 to 4 years ago. Don't hold me to that date. But anyhow, so yes, no, there's been a reduction for them as well.
Indeed.
So we were.
That's usually the way it works.
Yeah,
in order to get the reduction in the commercial side, they have to take a recreational.
Yeah, so it's kind of a group effort, and you know, I think it's just it is what it is right now. You know, this year's just so crazy off the hook with the amount of fish that's around. Once again, there's so much about this ocean we don't know. I think this might be a knee-jerk reaction with everybody with, the bluefin is extinct and all that. I know this Eastern Pacific bluefin's a lot different than the, Atlantic fish. But with that being said, to answer your question, the commercial guys did get a reduction, and this is kind of our recreational sport fishing, our way of, you know, we gotta kind of
do our part
as well. So,
yeah.
I think it's okay, cause they could have came back and said no take, but,
right.
This way we were able to catch a couple fish per day per angler. So
indeed. Hey,
we'll go with that.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I want to remind you, be sure to check out our website, hookup1090.com on our store page. Lots of new stuff. We have those new cedar plugs, those custom engraved cedar plugs. Those are really cool. We're not going to have a lot of this stuff at the Fred Hall Show. We'll just have t-shirts and hats at the Fred Hall Show. So if you want the AFCO shirts, you want the cedar plugs, the custom high five lures, all the kind of the ancillary things that we have on our store, you can only get them on our store page at hookup1090.com. And I also want to remind you again, be sure to check out our trips page at hookup1090.com. Trips are going very, very quickly. We have a lot of our trips already. We have a whole bunch of trips listed for anglers. Angler Management now, and of course the Cedros Adventures, and then of course our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular, sponsored by George Roy Asphalt, where they're giving George Roy Asphalt's donating $1,000 cash.
That's so cool.
That trip is filling up quickly because people want to win that grand. Yeah, for sure. So check it all out on our trips page at hookup1090.com.
Jim in National City, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Jim?
Morning, guys. Real quick. I fish every year on the Angler at 5 day, right around that Matt Salas, which is the 5th of July.
Oh, yeah.
Then, or the next one, the Salas trip got filled up this year, so I'm fishing July 11th. But anyway,
perfect.
I just wanted to say real quick, I've been on that boat. I've seen 8 lines completely tangled. And that crew he has there on that boat, I don't think I've ever seen them cut a line. They're able to get all those tangles out. And, you know, it's not even fair to call those guys deckhands. I think every one of your guys has their skipper's license. Is that not true, Sammy?
Yeah, no, they're good guys. Yeah, they're all licensed captains. They're just, that's, you know, there's kind of a, it's not the easiest boat to get a job on. You got to, you know.
Oh, I know.
They're good guys. Yeah,
once those guys have met you, any of those crew members, they always remember your name. If I go down.
How did they do that?
And they, hey, Jim, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. You know, they're the best. And I'll tell you, safety-wise, you know, it's nice to know at night when that boat's traveling, they got some guy in the wheelhouse that's not some yahoo, but, you know, you got your grandkids on board. No, I just cannot say enough things about that crew. It works like a well-oiled piece of machinery. Now, I don't know about the Ark. I haven't been on those boats, but I've been on the Angler, and I go way back with the Angler all the way when it was in dry dock over in Chula Vista. But anyway.
You're part of the family.
Yeah, you're in.
There you go.
You're
hey,
related
nice
to
word.
Us now.
Thanks a lot for the cool. call this morning. Harold in Harbor City, just about 30 seconds left, Harold.
Okay, I had a tackle question for Rick. I'm thinking about getting the new Torium reel at the Fred Hall show.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know if you've had a chance to check that out yet.
I've only got a chance to see it. I haven't had a chance to fish with the reel yet. But I would say, Harold, I don't think there could be a better buy for a reel that's not going to kill your pocketbook. I think that thing is going to be the reel. In the low $200, the amount of features that it has is what is the same as everybody else's, you know, $400 reels. They're going to... It's awesome.
Yeah.
It is an extremely smooth, very lightweight, very well-built reel that is an average price. It's awesome. I think that's a great call on your part.
There you go. Thanks a lot. We'll see you at the Fred Hall Show.
All right. When we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy is going to catch a February bluefin. We're giving away a day-and-a-half trip on the Tribute. Remember, they're going out Monday night and Wednesday night. Your shot at a day-and-a-half trip when we return. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
When customers return, you must be doing it right. At least, that is what we believe on Royal Star. This is Captain Tim Ekstrom. My partners, Randy Toussaint, Brian Sims, and I will not only take you to the finest fishing destinations, but we deliver the highest quality RSW product, pioneering the finest fresh fish storage system in the San Diego long-range fleet. Royal Star has a limited number of openings on our year-round schedule, with most anglers returning year after year. If you want to fish with the best, make your reservation now on Royal Star. Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764. We look forward to fishing with you.
Happy New Year from your friends at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and I just returned from the big Las Vegas Tackle Show gearing up for Fred Hall. Wow, did I make some amazing deals to pass on to our customers. After last year's incredible season, our gang at Fisherman's Landing Tackle are pumped for what this year could bring, and we will be ready for the shows. In fact, stop by today and we will share some new product knowledge and preseason show deals. And make sure to see us at the upcoming Fred Hall shows or at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of saltwater anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. From half-day trips on the Dolphin to overnight trips or a long-range adventure, you can count on Fisherman's Landing to deliver the best. Check the website for all that is going on or call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. Book now at fishermanslanding.com.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half. three-quarter and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XSPRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Touchdown! Oh my goodness!
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the day-and-a-half trip going fishing on the Tribute. Again, your choice on the Monday night trip or the Wednesday night trip is going to Paul in Santee. Paul, congratulations. You are going to love catching your February bluefin.
Yeah, how about that, huh? And thanks a lot to Mike and the guys at the Tribute out of Seaforth Sport Fishing for donating that great prize today. And thank you, Captain Sammy.
That was rad, Sam.
Great to see you.
It was fun.
Super Sammy today.
Yeah, super. God, I'm,
I like that
you're
name.
You're Kim. You know? I'm glad you like it.
Anyway, Sam, if somebody wants to ride the American Angler, you heard all the compliments that Sammy received today on the boat and the crew and the operation. Try it. Yeah. If you haven't tried it, it sounds like once you try it, you'll be hooked.
Be part of the family.
Super, very nice, kind words from everybody. Very appreciative of all the kind words from everybody calling in. Anyhow, give us a call, area code 619-223-5414. Look us up on the World Wide Web, AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We have just a couple trips with availability. We got an 8-day and a 5-day trip end of June that have spots on them with what's going on here around
wow.
the Who knows? You know, we might
exactly.
be catching Wahoo in June. You know, catching them in January. What? Who knows?
Yeah.
But anyhow, give Lori a call. Look on our website. If we don't hear from you, well, I'm sure we'll see you up at the Fred Hall show
yeah,
here
you'll
now.
Be at Fred Hall, Long Beach, right?
Yeah, month out. Yeah. Heck yeah, man.
Fantastic. And and again, if you see if trips are full, get on the waiting list.
Yeah, call.
Things change.
Call.
And Lori's on it.
Call.
So try it.
So, yeah.
Thanks, Sammy.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
we'll see you in Long Beach, and we'll see you next Saturday and Sunday right here on Let's Talk Hookup. Next Saturday, Captain J.J. Gerritsen, who used to be a guy that ran a sport boat and is now running a commercial albacore boat.
He's still a fisherman.
And he's a great guy, and he's got a lot of insight on albacore. So how about that? That's next Saturday. Then next Sunday, another guy with great inshore and offshore insight, as well as outboard engine. Best Yamaha mechanic around is Captain Bob Aronson from Angler Management. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next weekend. Have a super Sunday right here. Let's talk about it.